We good?
Austin Ferguson hits the carillon top wooden keys with his fists. His bare toes hit the lower ones. Ferguson is the student director of UT's Guild of Carilloners. We're on the tower's 32nd floor, a part of the tower that's not accessible to the general public. As Ferguson plays, Tim Verdon, a bell restoration expert, listens in. Verdon tells Ferguson he still has to work on an F pedal that won't hit its bell.
That is actually in the umbrella system, and I know what the problem is.
Okay, because I was like turning off the thing, and I was like, why the hell is it not working? Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah, and then you had another one down here that was hitting, the arm was hitting a bar upstairs. I fixed that this morning. You had a pedal that wasn't returning. I fixed that this morning.
Tim Burton is one of a very small number of bell experts in the United States, in part because there are very few carillons in the country, and just 180 in all of North America. It's a family tradition for Verdon.
I am one of the sixth generation Verdons. We've been in business for 170 years.
The family has sent its experts from the base in Cincinnati to Texas several times. Texas has the most carillons in the country.
It's actually the company that installed this instrument back in 1936 and in 86. So we've been their partners for quite a bit of time.
We've got several of the guys that worked on the renovation back in 88 still working for the company.
By the end of the day today, the fine-tuning process will be complete. The bells will again sound as pristinely as they did when they were first cast. That's a delight for the only two men who are allowed to play them, Ferguson and 90-year-old Tom Anderson, who started playing back in 52. But beyond its sound, Ricardo Puemape tells me the instrument underwent this makeover because of safety concerns. Some of the bells weigh tons and were so badly corroded there was concern they could fall. Then there were the high levels of original lead paint lining the inside walls of the tower.
So it was all repainted, and then a new catwalk system for maintenance was built.
So how did they used to get to the bells before?
They just climb on the frame and do their best, I guess.
There's no need for that now. There's easy access to the bells, and some systems have been upgraded to digital formats. Puemape expects the renovations will last at least for the next 25 years. By then, Verdon hopes one of his daughters could oversee any renovations. As I get ready to walk down the stairs from the 32nd floor to the 27th, where the elevators are, Austin Ferguson says I need to hang around a little longer.
Every time we bring somebody new up here, we have to do this.
The Carillons concert series will resume by the end of April. Joy Diaz, KUT News.
Always.
I love it.